While fierce winter weather continues to make headlines across the country, parts of southeast Alaska are experiencing far above normal temperatures for this time of year. In fact, with blossoming salmonberry bushes, blooming bulbs, and the first bear visit of the year, Sitka is enjoying a false spring. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has more.
Something that was popular in the 70s was biorhythms. When all of your biorhythms lined up, you had an extraordinarily good or an extraordinarily bad week in your life.
That's Rick Fritsch, and no, he is not a meditation guru or lifestyle coach. Fritsch monitors climate and climate change issues for the Juneau Office of the National Weather Service, and this next comment is proof.
And when the ENSO or the El Nino conditions are in effect, the positive Pacific North American conditions tend to get exaggerated or amplified. It would appear that from just looking at things in a qualitative sense, that's exactly what's happening.
See what I mean? Actually, Fritsch went to great pains to help me understand that 50 degrees and sunshine in Sitka in January is not necessarily a catastrophic unraveling of wintertime. Rather, it's a fairly understandable alignment of three global recurring weather patterns. Here they are, from longest to shortest. The Pacific Decadal Oscillation is the cycle of sea surface temperatures, which occurs on a 30-year period. The more familiar El Niño cycles every 1 to 5 years and produces warmer-than-normal air temperatures over the ocean, and all that nasty stuff affecting the rest of the country from California eastward. And finally, there is the Pacific North American Oscillation, which occurs about every week, and is used by weather forecasters to predict warmer-than-normal temperatures and precipitation. Like a rare alignment of planets, these three huge weather cycles are all happening at the same time and all contributing to the warmer temperatures and low precipitation that we associate with spring. And while it's fun to stroll around without a coat in Alaska in February, false spring does have a downside.
Frost will damage flowers at various stages. So if something's a little bud, it won't be damaged very much by the frost. But as the flower matures and gets ready to bloom, killing frost will destroy the flower, and then you won't have fruits, which are nice salmonberries and huckleberries and blueberries.
Mary Stensvold is the regional botanist for the Forest Service. Late in January, hikers on Green Lake Road began to notice blossoms on the salmonberry bushes. Not just buds, but blossoms, in January. For that to have occurred, according to Stensvold, it takes really nice weather.
The big trigger for flowering is day length. So that, in combination with environmental issues such as temperature, say, okay, it's fine to flower. And so they're going to start trying to flower.
Mary Stensvold is reassuring to people counting on a good berry crop this summer. It's not false spring that hurts berry making as much as a late winter.
Salmonberries, for example, bloom over quite a long time. So there'll be early flowers, middle flowers, late flowers. So all isn't lost.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.